Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that I've broken out, that I've covered the earth, and have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
everyone. Thank you for dialing in to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. You're now listening to Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministry. This is our Wednesday night Bible study. And I just want to thank everybody that's on here on tonight. I want to usher in prayer. I have something on my heart that I pray that the Holy Ghost allows to come out. It's heavy in my spirit. Heavy in my spirit. So I don't know how, you know, which way this teaching is going to go on tonight, but we're calling on the teacher on tonight. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says we perish from a lack of knowledge, and we want the teacher. You know, we want the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is all knowing. The Holy Ghost, he will reveal you to the truth. He will lead you to the truth, I mean. He will reveal the truth to you. That's what the words say. That's what the Bible. So we read the Bible, right? So the Bible tell us that the Holy Ghost will reveal, that the Holy Ghost will lead us to all truth. The Bible said that we seek God's face, he's going to give us the answers. And see, that's one thing, too. So we pray that a lot. We pray that a lot, and we ask God to reveal, and God, show me your mysteries and show me hidden things. But when God starts showing you, really, Man, listen, I'm to the point, I mean, right now in my life, where I'm like, God, you're just showing a little bit too much. Can you just slow down? Like, okay, I get it. But trust and believe, when your eyes is really open to spiritual things and what this is all about and what this walk is all about, when this book really come alive in your life and you really start walking in you and seeing these things manifest that's inside this book, that's inside and it's in your life, I'm telling you, you will never be the same. That's having an encounter with God, because this book is real. This book is the lie. It is the truth. It has made me out of a believer. God has made me out of a believer. You can call me what you want. It's no turning back from this truth. Once the Holy Ghost reveals the truth to you, it's no turning back. Just like Jesus asked Peter, and he asked the disciples, period, you know, who do you say that I am? Who do men say that I am? And then he asked him, who do you say that I am? And Peter was the only one who was like, you are the Messiah. You are the Christ. And Jesus said, whoa, only but the Holy Ghost revealed that to you. So only through the Holy Ghost you're going to really know who he really is. And so it's very important that we know and we have the dwelling of the Holy Ghost, because he's going to lead us to all truth. You know, we look, ask for the Holy Ghost. God will fill you. God, your eyes will open, and to the point where you'll be like, okay, God, I didn't saw enough. I saw enough. I saw enough for this week. I saw enough for today. But we're going into some spiritual warfare. I want you guys to know. Let me pray first. I'm just going, because my spirit, I'm revved up. I didn't have a day. I didn't have a spiritual day. I didn't have, you know, a spiritual few weeks. You know, it's just been just so crazy. But let me pray, because I want to be led by the Holy Ghost, and I don't want to be, you know, driven by my emotions according to what I've been going through spiritually, because, you know, that could be an emotional roller coaster as well. Sometime when you go through some spiritual things and God begin to reveal and show you some things. So, God, we come to you right now with thanksgiving and praise, oh, Father God. We just pray that the Holy Ghost lead us into all truth, oh, Father God, that you reveal the truth to us, oh, Father God, on tonight, that you teach us, oh, Father God, for you say that we perish from a lack of knowledge, oh, God. But, Lord, we ask you on tonight, oh, God, to touch us, oh, Father God. Lay your hands upon us on tonight, oh, Father God. Open up our heart to receive your teaching. Open up our mind to comprehend what you're saying to us, oh, God. Speak to us right where we're at, oh, Father God. You know exactly what we've been praying, Lord. You know exactly what we need to hear on tonight, oh, God. And we welcome you as we humble ourselves on tonight and we come in agreement in this prayer, everyone that is on this line, that the Holy Ghost move like never before, that the Holy Ghost teach us on tonight and reveal and strengthen us on tonight. And for your word shall bring us peace. Your word shall bring us, you know, knowledge on tonight and wisdom on tonight, oh, God, that after this teaching that we know even more, oh, God. It's not a day, oh, God, that we don't want to be in your word, oh, God. So give us a hunger and a thirst after you, after your word, after the things of God. Lord, help us, oh, Father God. Help us in our walk, oh, God. Help us where we are weak, oh, God. Make us strong, oh, God. Lord, we need more of you on today, oh, God. We need a touch from you, oh, God. We need a healing from you, oh, God. We need a deliverance from you, oh, God, and only you can do it, oh, God. The things that we look for in men, oh, Father God, Lord, forgive us, oh, God, because we need to search them things in you, oh, God, for you are truth. You are the true love, oh, Father God. You are the love, oh, God, of our life, oh, God, and we thank you, and we put you first, oh, God, so forgive us, oh, God, if we have put anything or anybody before you, oh, God. We come before you humble on tonight, oh, Father God. Open-minded, oh, God, wanting you to pour into us, oh, God. So pour your spirit into us, oh, God, everybody that is in this line, on this line on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray, amen. Amen. I just want the spirit to move. I want the spirit to teach. You know, I want to teach a little bit on, well, my notes here. I don't know which way it's going to go, but, I've been studying. I've been in the Word today, talking about studying power and authority. Really, what does it mean to have power and authority? Because I've been praying, and God saying that, you know, he wants to empower the church. This is going to be the season where he's going to pour out his spirit on us. And he did not allow the disciples to go out without the spirit, without them being empowered. And God said, I want to empower you because Satan is on a rise. And I said, God, why would God be, you know, revealing, you know, these things, having these type of message and these teachings? It is just what it is. You know, this is what God has given me. And, you know, we're in the end days and so much is happening. God do not want us to be defeated because the Bible say that Satan is going back and forth in this world, in this earth, to see who he may devour. He's here to kill, steal, and destroy. So he sent back the Holy Spirit so that we may fight, that we may have help. That is our helper. That is our comforter until the coming back of Christ, and Christ is coming back. So God wants you to hold on and grab on to your power and your authority. So we have power. We said, oh, power, authority, but what is power? So I looked up, what is power? It said great or marked ability to do or act, strength, might, or force. It said the possession of control or command over people, authority, or influence. So we have influence in the spiritual realm. We're not talking about bad influence, because it could be bad influence as well. Satan is giving people bad influence, and Satan have a level of power, but he have no power over us. But God wants you to walk in your God-given power and authority that he has given you. It is rightfully yours. Satan is a liar. So you have the great ability to do what God has called you to do. You have the strength and the might and the force to do what God has called you to do. Authority is a power or right, usually because of a rank or office. We're at a high rank. It said to issue commands and to punish for violence. Come on, so we have the authority to destroy the works of Satan. We are higher ranking than the devil. So don't let, you know, it's like letting some little person beat on you. Like, we can beat Satan through the power of the Holy Ghost, because Satan is running rapid out here. I have received so many phone calls about we just need to wreak havoc on Satan. We need to destroy his kingdom. We need to break them walls down and destroy what Satan is trying to do to our families and doing to people. It is real-life witches out there. I'm telling you, I'm getting the phone calls where people are having dreams that this one has been put a curse on me and that one. And not just one person, several people. Satan is running rapid because we are in the end of times. But God said at the end of times he's going to pour his spirit out on you that you may have the power to defeat Satan that is in your life. And the only way that's going to happen, you got to get in God's word. You have to have relationship with him. God said, I want to pour my spirit out in you. But before the disciples had the power, they had to be taught. Jesus was teaching them about it. Jesus was teaching them how to operate. Before Jesus started healing and doing all them things and turning water into wine, he was being taught. He was doing that in the house. His mother knew that he could do these things in the house. We know you can do it. But God said, we need to be, he's teaching you. He want to pour his spirit. He said, don't move before your time.
But God is saying this is the time to destroy Satan and his works. This is the time to destroy the witches because they're coming out of their closets. They don't care. They're in the open. They're mocking God day and night. And we as believers, we need the sword of the Spirit. We need the word in our mouth to destroy Satan. Because when I get a phone call that Satan is dealing with my family, I better be in a spiritual position to defeat it. When I get a phone call that Satan is dealing and messing with my church family, it's a problem. It better be a problem. See, God is not giving us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind on tonight. So Satan is running havoc and wrecking havoc in our life, but it's going to come to a stop on tonight in the name of Jesus, because we're going to be empowered with the Holy Ghost. We're going to have Jesus in our mouth. Don't you know when we call on Jesus that demons got to flee? Come on, I'm teaching. I'm all in the word. I didn't get to the scriptures yet, because God want to talk about power and authority against the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness is on a rise. I'm telling you what I know on tonight. This is a warning to the body of Christ that if we don't get it right, if we do not be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, and if we do not raise up against the kingdom of darkness in our life, loved ones are going to be destroyed. Children are going to be destroyed. I'd be darned if I sit back and allow Satan to destroy anything that is connected to me. We got too much word in us. We can't talk about the Holy Ghost and not say we can't be hearers of God's word. He wants us to be doers. So as I'm teaching on tonight, it's not for you just to hear my voice. I need you to go and do what the word say do. We command you right now in the spirit to do what the word say do, that this is life. I'm speaking life into you right now. It's not just a teaching. It's not just something. No, this is not book smart. This is spiritual smart on today, saying that we're going to defeat Satan. We're going to defeat him. He's coming up against your children. He's coming up against your loved ones. He's coming coming up against your calling and what God has called you to do. And the Bible says we got authority and power over him, and by no means shall anything harm us. And we sitting here crying because Satan is coming against our family. No, you better get on your knees. You better get in the church house. Come on, they ain't even in the church house. And Satan is coming against you. You need God. We need God. I need God every day. And yes, I'm the pastor, and they call me these titles. I'm nothing without God. I need him. Satan would wreak havoc in my life if I was not in God. Satan would do whatever he wanted to do with my family if I was not in God. But Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you have no power according to the word of God. And I'm going to get into the scriptures to let Satan know. And these are the scriptures that you write down to back Satan up out of your house. This is the sword. So the Bible said, have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So if you don't know the word of God, which I also do another show called The Word, everything about us need to be the word. So if we don't know the word, we will surely be defeated by Satan. Surely. I don't care how much we go to church. I don't care how much you claim to be saved. If you don't know the word of God, if you don't have his spirit leading you, it's going to be a problem. Satan is going to deceive you. Satan is going to deceive you if you have no foundation. He told Peter, look, because you know who I am, upon this rock shall you build my church, and not even the gates of hell shall prevail against it. So, Peter, this church that he built, this movement that Peter helped build upon the rock, which the rock is Jesus Christ, the gates of hell cannot prevail against this preaching. It can't prevail against this gospel, It's not going to stop this movement. They're trying to stop the movement of Christ Jesus because he is the way, and there is no other way. They're trying to stop Jesus because they know at that mention and name, demons tremble. They have to submit unto you according to the word of God. The devil is a liar, and he is the father of lies. I'm here to let you know on tonight, you are everything that God said that you are. You're everything that the book say that you are. That book is not just for some people. It's for us, all that believe. All that believe in Christ Jesus, those promises is for us. Those promises is for those that believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Then the third day he rose again and he will come back. Come on, for those that are eagerly waiting, those that have accepted him, those that have accepted his ways and his statutes, those promises and what is in that book and what God said that is for us is for us. And if God told you on tonight that you got power and you have authority, you have power and authority over these spirits. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. You're not, it's not the people, but it's the spirits. And Satan, he fights strategically. He know the fight with his little black magic and the little, you know, the sneaky little things and, you know, sneak things into your atmosphere. And he's fighting in the spirit because he understands. And you have to fight back in the spirit. So he's fighting with the witches and the warlocks and the false prophets and, you know, the false glory, the strange fire. Satan is fighting us with these things. Satan is deceiving us with these things. He's deceiving us with these documentaries with partial truth. Yeah, it sounds good, but it ain't the truth. It's false doctrine. The Bible said, look, he's going to come in the form of a light. He's going to come. They're going to come preaching the gospel. They're going to come talking about Jesus. They're going to come talking about the Holy Ghost, and they're going to come talking about the Father. But inwardly, they are as greedy as wolves. They are as wolves. See, Satan don't like you to know this. So Satan, yeah, he's out there. He's on our tail. Because, see, you want to know why he's not going to give up. Why would Satan give up? Because he already knows it's no repentance for him. So he want to destroy us. He want us to go to hell with him. He wants you to go to hell with him. But Jesus said, no, I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. And I'm going to send you back the Holy Ghost. How about that? And you're going to have power over Satan. You're going to have power over any demonic force in your life. According to the word of God, if I'm not telling you the truth, this is what the word say, then the word is a lie. The word is not a lie. He said, I'm not a man that I should not lie. So I'm telling you on tonight that because some of us don't think the word is working for us. Some of y'all think that the word ain't going to work for you and the Holy Ghost not going to work for you. I'm telling you to submit under the hand of God. Submit under the power of the Holy Ghost. Submit under what God is telling you. And I tell you, I guarantee you that the word is going to work because the word is living. The word will make you new again. That's the new you. That the word will transform your mind. It will cause you think what you're thinking is right, but it's not really right. In your mind, in your head, you made it seem right. But God said, I'm about to show you how you're wrong. I'm about to change your mind. I'm about to renew your mind. I'm telling you how I know because I remember I had to think I was right. Time, I thought, no. And then God said, nope. He began to show me. He began to open up. He said, the way that seems right, but the end of that way is destruction. That's the word of God. So we may seem right in our own ways, in our own eyes, but then God, see, the Holy Ghost, that's why you need the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will check you every time. Discernment, see, we need discernment of what is good and what is right. Some people don't even know what you're doing is wrong. It's wrong what you're doing. How you acting is wrong. How you treating people is wrong. Your heart is wrong towards people. And God said, I want to fix your heart. I want to give your heart a forgiveness. It ain't nothing but a spirit. It ain't nothing but a spirit that's coming to bring you and draw you away from God. Yeah, you love God. God, I love you, but I don't love them. I don't like them. I want to be saved, but I don't like them. And so the Satan is coming to give you. I'm telling you, it's a trick from the enemy. But the Holy Ghost will reveal that to you. The Holy Ghost will let you know when Satan is in the midst trying to bring division and separation and trying to plant things in your heart and your mind that's not even true. Because he's a deceiver. He's a liar. He's a father of lies. Them thoughts, that's why you got to know God's voice. He said, see, a stranger voice you won't follow. But God, you won't follow God. God voice. But see, we're listening to that strange voice. It's a strange voice. That's not even of God. That don't even sound like God. And we're following that voice. We're listening to that voice. We're listening. You know how that one friend that always got something negative to say? Oh, that's how Satan is. Nothing never good. Tell you something good. God's gonna tell you something to change your life and to better your life. He's not gonna tell you nothing to make your life worse. Satan gonna do that though. Satan gonna show you another way, an easier way, huh? A shortcut. But the Bible said, if you come any way but besides through Christ Jesus, you're a robber. You're a thief and you're a robber. So you might say you believe in Christ Jesus, but coming the other way is not coming through the ways, through the gospel. Not just believing in Christ Jesus. He means if you come any other way. Because many saying, I believe in Christ Jesus, that don't mean that you're coming that way. You're coming another way. You're trying to take a shortcut to God, and God is telling me to tell you on tonight that there is no shortcut. God said, I want to save your life on tonight. I need to bring you. The spirit of the truth is here on tonight. The truth shall set you free. He said, that's what's going to set you free. See, he's trying to tell you the truth on tonight because the father of lies have been running rapid. So we come against the lies that have been released in the atmosphere. I'm going to get to these scriptures. We got the power of the Holy Ghost. I just want to read, you know, a little bit. I'm coming out of my text that I'm coming out of tonight is Luke 10:19. Very familiar spirit, but let's get into it. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. So he's saying, look, it's not even you speaking. He says, so the one that heareth you, they really hearing me. And if they start to despise you, now they really despise me because I'm who am I talking about? I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about God. I'm not on his. The Holy Ghost is not going to talk of himself. The Holy Ghost is going to talk about God. We're not going to get on here and talk about ourselves. How great we are. If it wasn't for us, if it wasn't for God. So it's not. He said. They don't really despise you because when we were of the world, they love us, right? Excuse me. When we were of the world, the Bible said they loved us. That's the word of God. He said, he that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. He said, and 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. What a day. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by means anything harm you. So he sent the disciples out with power and authority, and they came back talking about, look, even you know, the unclean spirits are subject unto me, unto us. He said, not with so holding in this rejoice not. So he's saying, look, don't rejoice so much that the demons are you know, because people bragging, oh, well, you know, I you know, the demon. People brag about crazy stuff that they do in ministry, you know, the healings, and they make it all about them. Like, they don't know it is the power of God that was that's in you that bring the healing. So he said, so don't get all puffed up. Don't get all, you know, high and mighty. He said, but rather rejoice because your names are written in the heaven. He said, no, rejoice because I'm giving you this power. I mean, your name is written in heaven. I'm able to give you this power. I'm able to give you this authority. Rejoice because of that. Rejoice because your name is written. Rejoice that you're on your way to heaven. He said, in that same hour, he said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank thee. Come on now. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. So he's telling us through his word, look it up, in Luke 10:19, that he empowered the disciples with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost that he's talking about is the same Holy Ghost today that he's still filling us with, his spirit. This is the power and the authority. We have authority that we can command some things. We have to have authority. You have to be a high rank. Come on. God has given you rank in the spiritual realm. You have power over every power of the enemy, not just the pastor, just not the prophet, but those who believe shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, and they shall obtain the power of the Holy Ghost. So stop. We have to know the word for ourselves. We have to have a relationship with God ourselves. That don't mean stay home. That don't mean don't come to church. That don't mean you don't need a pastor. That don't mean that you don't need a leadership. That means just have a relationship with God. Know the word for yourself, because that leader is just supposed to be teaching you the word of God and to teach you how to have a relationship with God, not to control you or to control your life or any of these type of things, but they're supposed to teach you the word and the law of God. And supposed to be a spiritual covering, yes, by praying and fasting over you. That is what spiritual leaders do. That is what we do. The lifestyle of praying and fasting is not a joke, because the burden of what the church brings, which is not, you know, we got the anointing to do. I'm not saying, Lord, I'm surely not complaining what you call me to do, but I don't think many understand what it is called. We have to, the carry a ministry. Do you understand what comes with that? Because the gates of hell is trying to bring it down and trying to bring everybody down in it. And we're not going to let the gates of hell, because the Bible already said it can't even happen, even though Satan always, you know, they always trying to come against the ministry, trying to come against the people. It's our place to cover. It's our place to pray. It's our place to do what God has called us to do, to have a heart after the people. So we're on a 10 at all times. We can't afford to be down, and not in the spirit, nor in the physical body. And that's why Satan want to come against your body as well. He want to come against your body. So actually on tonight, take this word, and this word you go carry it. Because as God freely gives, you freely give. You give unto somebody else. It's up to us to spread this gospel, to spread this truth. It's nothing to withhold for ourselves and not to share. Like, it's, the gospel is not a big secret. Like, this book is the number one selling book all over the world, all over the country. Like, it's number one. Like, it's really, God said, it's no secret. I'm just trying to spread this gospel, trying to spread this truth. But Satan, which is the father of lies, of course, he don't want the truth to be spread. But we're going to spread this gospel. We're going to spread this gospel. So I'm going to get into some scriptures, Matthew 16 and 15. It said, he saith unto them, but whom you say, I read that one. I'll just keep on going down. Or I spoke about that one. Luke 9 and 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. So not just some devils. All devils. And he's talking about, you know, it's so many devils out there. It's so many devils out there. God said, I've given you power on every level to destroy them, power and authority. So we've got power over them and authority according to the word of God. Matthew 18 and 18. It said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is the word of God. We have power. We have authority to bind up and to loose some things. Matthew 28 and 18. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Come on now. So all power in heaven and in earth. Come on. This is the word of God. Romans 13 and 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So everything is subject under the power of God. Satan is not in control. This world have people thinking that Satan is in control. These witches, these warlocks, these people, these little Harry Potter kids is running around here like they are in control. They are not in control. The Bible said that we got power to tread on them, so we treading on you. We treading on you on tonight. We coming up against your black magic, your white magic. We coming against your voodoo dust. We coming against your witchery right now in the name of Jesus. For we're covered in the blood and we're coming with the sword. You have no power. You got to submit in the name of Jesus. With power in the name of Jesus. So you got to back up. You have to move in the name of Jesus. And it is so. The Bible says so. And God is not a man that he shall lie. Man lie, but God don't. How about that? And the devil die. And the devil lie. So man lie, and the devil surely do lie, because he's the father of lies. And the Bible says some of us is, you know, chasing after our father and doing our father the devil work. Yes, that's what the Bible says. 1 John 4 and 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on now. So greater is in you than he that is in the world. We have nothing to fear in this world. Around it or nothing. We got the fear of God. And that's the problem. Let's talk about that for a second. See, we really lack the fear of God, because we know. That's why the Bible said, look, if my people who are called by my name will turn back, like, we know who God is. We have no fear. We act like we've been so, some of us been deceived. We just deceived ourselves. We just deceived ourselves, God said. We deceived. Let me keep on reading these scriptures.
that I have a lot of scriptures, hallelujah, because I want to get the word. I want to get the word. I'm just swinging the sword tonight. We got to swing our sword. You got to speak the scriptures loud out of your mouth. You got to write these scriptures down. You got to get and stay in faith and tell them to back up in the name of Jesus. You got to seek God. Number one, you got to seek God for strategy and understanding and all these things, and even how to deal with certain things. I'm surely not telling, let me just say this, I'm surely not telling you to mess with demonic things or go up against demonic things unaware, not led by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, without the unction in there, without, you know, because it's the power of the Holy Ghost that gives you an authority that give you that over the enemy. So you don't want to do nothing inside of that. It's times that, you know, God said, you know, wait, I got to wait on God to move. I got to wait on him to reveal all and understand it and exactly what actually to do. Everybody get their instructions from God. You better get instructions from God. You better go to God and pray about everything that come in your hearing. Before you even deal with certain things, you better consult in God, or this, you just better know who you are. You know, everything, you know, something you just know, like, you know, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. Like, I don't even need to take no minute to pray. I can just rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We already have a praying life. We praying every day. We praying like Muslims at this point. Come on now. We should be praying without ceasing, like the Bible says. Hallelujah. So some things, but I'm just saying, some things you do have to fast and pray. The Bible says some types only come out by fasting and praying. So you got to go to the Word of God where they went to cast out some demons out of a little boy, I believe, and he was asking why it did not happen. And God, Jesus said that this type only comes out by fasting and praying. So we have to have a fasting and praying life to deal with certain demonic forces. Don't hesitate to call the leader, to call, you know, who you need to call. I'm just letting you know now that they can be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. They can give you instructions. They can give you, you know, look, you better put it in somebody hearing. And all I know that prayer work. I'm here to let you know that prayer work. It's a spiritual thing. I can't tell you how it work and how God, you know, that's God, a God thing. But I can tell you this, that it does work. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is mighty. God hear. God see. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. God love us. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten son to come down here to die for you and me. We have the power and the authority, I'm telling you, after tonight, to defeat Satan in our house. Hallelujah. In our jobs. Hallelujah. In our school. In our schools. In our community, in our street. I was at the legislators today. Hallelujah. I was at the legislators, and I was just sitting there. We was rallying against the right to counsel. The right to counsel, it's for tenants, part of it is for tenants to be able to have lawyers when they go up for evictions in the court, that they should have a right to an attorney. And they shouldn't have to face these landlords without an attorney, because the landlords, 99.9, have an attorney with them, but the tenant never have an attorney. So we already know how it works when you go to court with no attorney and the other person have an attorney. You're probably going to lose that against the attorney. So we was fighting against that. And we're fighting against, you know, it's people that are being oppressed. They're being oppressed, you know, by landlords and unjust, you know, they have no laws. And I don't want to get into it because I'm not at work. But anyway, I went and I was speaking, and I also sent out a letter on Facebook, you know, and in emails and all types of stuff to sign this letter for legislators you know, to help the homeless. It's to help the homeless. Like, this is really a good cause. And nobody signed a letter. No clergy members have signed this letter. And I'm like, whoa. You know, God, you know, our minds, you know, we're not really on one accord where we could should be, that we're supposed to be one body. I said, but God, it's to the point where nobody signed the letter. So God took me, and he began to talk a little bit of why. And, you know, it is okay, because nothing can stop what God has already in progress. Like God said, I have this so without not one signature. Because, again, he said, we have the power over every power of Satan. Like, you have the authority. We have authority, hallelujah, in the spiritual realm. So we thank God on tonight for that. But it shows how disconnected the body of Christ is in the things that we would tap into versus the things that we won't. We won't really help, like, the needy, or we really won't fight for a bigger and a greater cause. And we are, you know, we are hooked up in to the traditional institutional church. What was it, Todd Tribbett? I don't know why they mad with Todd, because not for the statement. I'm not a big Todd Tribbett fan, but I'm surely not against what he said. I understood what he said. If could he say, have said it better? Yes, but y'all know what he meant. So nobody is upset but the devil. The institution of the church is crazy. It's what it really got us, you know, side of the word of God, number one. So I understand where you're coming from. You know, I don't know why they're so mad at people that speak the truth. They're going to be mad at people that speak the truth. You're not going to be liked and all that. You have to have tough skin. You got to have tough skin. Hallelujah. Against Satan, because that's all it is. We're not wrestling against the people. It's really, you know, Satan. And then when you speak what you speak, we were just reading in church the other day where, you know, they sent for the prophet and they didn't want the prophet because they said, no, that prophet never have nothing good to say about me. I don't like, matter of fact, they said, I hate that prophet. I hate that prophet, they said. I was like, wow. I think it was Jehoshaphat. I got to look it up again. They said, I hate that prophet because that prophet never prophesied anything good. Story was, they brought the 400 prophets and they prophesied, and in the story was so interesting because they said, is it any prophet that is of the Lord? That is of the Lord? I mean, you just taught the 400 prophets. They said, now I need one that's of the Lord, though. Go get the one that's of the Lord. And when they mentioned that one name, they were like, nah, definitely not that one. I hate, come on now, I hate that one because that one speaks the truth. That one's going to tell you exactly what the words say. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word, because we're going to cry loud and spare not, because that's what the Spirit calls. That's what the Holy Ghost does. It cries loud and spares not. And we don't really care too much, because this all is going to pass away. The Holy Ghost is on a mission also. The Holy Ghost have an agenda also. The Holy Ghost is not here to do what you tell it to do. The Holy Ghost want you to follow it. The Holy Ghost want to make a way. The Holy Ghost want to be the one to empower you. The Holy Ghost is all power and authority. But we want to lead God. We want to tell God what to do. No, God says, wait a minute. I am in control. I am the master. I am the master, for I created your life. I already planned your life, and then we plan our life as well. And he come in, and he messed up our plans. I'm like, gosh, you know, my plans were something else. I'm telling you, this was not the plan for my life.
I promise you this was not the plan for my life. Not at all, not at all. Not at all. I had no idea. But as I look back, I can see where God's hand been on my life. As you look back, you can see where now God's hand been on your life the whole time, preparing you like he was preparing the disciples. He's been preparing you the whole time to go out into this world and to do exactly what he called you to do. See, we thought that this life was about us. We thought this life was ours, but this life is not ours. This life belongs to God. This body belongs to God. Yes, he gave us free will, but that does not mean that we can do whatever we want to do. That's why he got the scriptures here for us. But we can have life and life more abundantly. We can have peace and we can have joy and we can have all these things. I know you're saying, oh, but we got to fight and you know that the demons. So what? They under our feet. I just told you we got power over them. I just told you they got to go back. Okay, I hear, oh, I know we got to go through some testing and I understand. Yeah, I've been through some testing. I've been through some persecution. And well, how can you be still talking so positive? God and all the persecution and all of the suffering and the stuff that the Bible talk about, he going to still keep you in perfect peace. He said, be content in whatever state that you and the Holy Ghost going to keep you in perfect peace, even when you're sick. Even when I was on my deathbed, my sick bed, I had to be content. We got to be content. And people don't understand, like, wait a minute, but I'm going through so much. How is this God? The Bible said those that reign with me, that suffer with me will reign with me. The Bible said once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, oh, it's coming. The persecution is coming. Oh, when the Holy Ghost comes, oh, God, oh, the persecution, that's when it's really going to hit you. When you feel, oh, you're going to really, when the Holy Ghost comes. Yeah, Jesus, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, oh, my gosh, he was in the wilderness for 40 nights, 40 days being tempted by the devil. So the devil steady trying to tempt some of us. And Jesus was sealed with the Holy Ghost, and Satan was there tempting him, talking to him, bothering him, not knowing that the angel who was there ministering to Jesus. So God said he want to fill you up. He want to fill you up and make you an overcomer in this world. He also said that signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. That's what the Bible said. He said signs and wonders will follow those that believe. And he said, and you're going to cast out devils. And you're going to cast out devils. So why do the Bible talk about it? And why don't nobody want to talk about this? Why nobody want to talk about the people that are filled with demons and need to be delivered and set free when God said this is what we're called to do, that he called us to destroy the works of Satan? Why everybody's afraid to talk about it? Why nobody want to post it? Why nobody want to go out and destroy the works of Satan over people's lives? People that is being oppressed, they're being oppressed by spirits. Oppression come by spirits. It is Satan that is doing these things, and we are sitting back looking as though we don't know, that we're so dumbfounded that we don't understand. We got so comfortable walking by demons. We got so comfortable sitting and living with the demons that it's whatever until we get attacked. And then we call on God. Then we see God allowed the attack so you can get out your comfort, you know, because we get comfortable with it. They supposed to be submitting to us. The demon supposed to submit. That's what we submitting to the demon. The devil is a liar. We not submitting to no more demons. We not pity patting no more demons. In the name of Jesus. Y'all be like, Paul, come out in the name of Jesus. God, after a while, you get frustrated. You got to look back and say, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. When they start messing with you and bothering you and antagonizing you and all them things, you better turn around and deal with that demon. Them ones that's messing with you, them ones that's poking at you and bothering you, you better speak to that demon and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, that I have power and authority under you. And the Bible says that you under my feet. The Bible says I'm protected, and I got a hedge of protection all around me, and by no means shall anything harm me. That's what the Bible say. See, some of us are afraid because we're afraid of Satan. Don't be afraid of Satan. Don't be afraid of the devil when he's under our feet. Huh? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost boldness. I'm like, Lord God, you got me saying all this stuff. The enemy, and me and my own son said, Lord, the enemy can come and knocking on my door when I get done. But you want to know he is defeated because the angels is at my door. The angel is at your door. The angel is at your house. The angel is inside of your house in the name of Jesus. That's why some of y'all just see stuff, people. No, the angels is in your house right now going into warfare on your behalf in the name of Jesus, slaying everything in your house that is not like God. The oil of God is running down your walls right now, the oil of God. The anointing that destroyed the yoke. Come on now. The anointing that destroys the yoke is there right now, on your head right now, killing you right now. Bondage, you're coming out of bondage. Shackles is breaking right now in the name of Jesus. I feel God. God, breakthroughs is coming right now. We've been waiting a long time for a breakthrough, God. I know I've been waiting a long time for a breakthrough. God said, breakthrough is coming, though. Breakthrough. He said, we can man door for the night, but joy shall come in the morning. He said, yeah, you've been crying a long time, but I'm about to empower you with the Holy Ghost and the devil going back up off of you. In the name of Jesus, you and your family, everything that you touch going to be blessed, God said. Some of us was just being tested. Some of us is being tested. God said, now open up your mouth in the name of Jesus and rebuke Satan out of your life. Rebuke Satan out of your life, God said. God is an awesome God. God is a mighty God. God is a loving God, and he wants us all to know him. He wants us all. He don't have no favoritism in his children. He loves us all. He loves every last one of us. It's no one greater than the next. He don't love one greater. It does not matter what your position is. You may have a different position because of your relationship also with God. But God said, I love you also. He died for all of our sins. All of our sins. All nationalities. All people. God said, I died. He said, so choose this day who you going to serve. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is just choose this day. Choose this day, because I'm telling you that it's a devil out there that you got to defeat. You got to defeat in your life because he's running rapid. He's looking to see who he can chop down. But God said, I'm also looking for that willing vessel to see who I can use so I can pour my spirit into them. God said he want to pour his spirit into his church. He said he want to empower his church. I just got to get something to drink. I'm almost over. God want to empower his church on tonight. And I was steered up a little bit in the beginning because I was like, well, I was getting, these calls, and I've been suffering with these migraines. for, you know, about since last week. And I know they number spiritual. You know, I'm feeling okay now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when I get off, I lay down and, you know, get my rest and, you know, all of that. But right now, you know, let God's word be true. Let God's word be true on tonight that, you know, we are healed. Our body is healed. And Satan, you are defeated. That ain't nothing but them, you know, them witches and them warlocks and Satan trying to shut your mouth up. I'm trying to shut you up. Somebody talking too much. You're teaching too much. Yeah, because something was saying, oh, you know, don't do teaching tonight. So something been coming against the teaching for the last couple of weeks and the prayer. And I said, you know, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, you know. And God said, no, you're going to fight back and fight back even harder. I said, okay. You know, my fighting back is more praying and more fasting, more reading the word. That's how we fight back. You didn't know that? That's how we fight back. When we fight, it's more praying, more fasting. Come on now. More reading his word, more being in his presence, more calling on his name. I'm telling you right now, you want to be wrapped up in him. I'm just going to tell you that. You want to be wrapped up in him. He's our safety right now. So something is coming, you know, something is coming, and God just wants his people to be ready because he loves us so. You know, and I hope this didn't sound like no chastisement or nothing, because it really wasn't. It was so empowering, you know, to my spirit, you know, what I could catch up, even though I'm the speaker, I'm just a messenger, you know, being used on tonight, you know, just a messenger. But it's God's word on tonight. So I just want to thank everybody for listening on tonight, and I hope you was blessed and can listen to these teachings. Log right onto the network. It's Blog Talk. Actually, I don't know how to tell you to get on there. I'm going to have to put it in the captures. I have to figure that out. But you can come back and always listen to these shows and these teachings. And we have Pastor Taquasia as well that comes on Sundays at 7:30. And we have our corporate prayer on Friday, Pastor Taquasia and I. So definitely be in tune, because we're not playing. You know, we're not playing. We're after the souls also for God. You know, it's about the kingdom, but the kingdom of God is at hand. It's all about him. It's all about, you know, we're recruiting souls for the kingdom, because we're recruiting souls for heaven. You know, it's all about heaven. It is all about heaven. It's all about the kingdom, because at the end of the day, that's what all of this is about. This is what Satan is mad, because he got kicked out of heaven, and he's mad at you. But God said, I love them so. And he said, what type of men are these that you're so mindful of these men? Who are these creatures? Like, you're so mindful of them, God. You love them so much. He love us so much that he'd take us out of darkness and bring us into the marvelous light. That he'd pick us up from our low place. That he would deliver us out of, I'm telling you, that's how much he love you. No matter what we done, guess what? God said, I love you. I will wash you in the blood. I will purify you. I would make you new. They would not know where you came from. This is the God that we serve. I'm telling you, you cannot lose serving God. You cannot lose being on the Lord's side. I promise you. I know they didn't scare you with all of the, you know, y'all getting persecuted and you ain't going to have no friends. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, well. You know, you're going to be okay. You'll live with no friends. Yeah, Liv, you're going to have some friends. I'm just kidding. You're going to have some people. You're going to have church family. You're going to have God. I'm telling you, God will fulfill everything that you need. God is the one that does it. We're always looking for people to fill voids when it is God Only God can fill that void. Everybody looking for, like, this crazy void to be filled inside of them. That void can only be filled with God. Nothing else. Nothing else going to fit right. I promise you. You're going to always be searching to fill this void. You're going to fill this empty void. Oh, I just got this void. It's like something. Just something is missing. Something is missing. And sometimes we're going to think it's a man or a woman, and we're going to try to fill that. It don't even be a man and a woman. It's so weird. It's God. And when God fills the void, you're like, oh, my gosh. Only God can give you that peace and joy and love. I'm telling the supernatural. All right, y'all think that man and woman gave you a nope, ain't no joy like the joy of the Lord. I promise you, ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like the peace that come with God. I'm not saying you can't have peace with your husband and your wife. I'm not saying those things, but I'm talking about supernatural. Supernatural. Supernatural when it can just be you. You can be by yourself. But this peace that I have. Only God can do that. I'm done for tonight because I'm weird. I'm all over the place right now. But God bless you and everybody. Thank you for dialing in to the Bible study on tonight. I just pray that you was blessed. And tune in for the rest of the shows, as well. And get in your Bible. Read your Bible. I just want to encourage you. Read your Bible. That's all I'm going to say. Read your word. That's all I'm going to say. Pray every day. Do it like, you're putting on your clothes and brushing your teeth. Make it a habit. If it's not a habit, make it a habit. Take some time out just to pray with you and God, to seek his face. Just talk to him. Pray to him. Fit him into your life. Fit him into your day. Build a relationship with him. If you don't talk to him and you're not in his word, you can't build that relationship. And God said, I want a relationship with you. I want you to know who I am. God, look, he said, I have not withheld anything from you that you need to know. That's in the Bible. The Bible said God have not withheld anything from us. He hasn't, that we need to know. But we want to know stuff that we don't need to know. Huh? Because we nosy. We busybody. But it's God's business. All right, I'm going for real this time. I'm just fired up. I just thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening and staying tuned. Be back Friday for prayer. God bless and good night. Thank you for dialing into No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio to listen to our Wednesday night Bible study at Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries. God bless. Good night.